This is Northwest News from KPLU. You know, usually when we check in with our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, he's talking to us about some far-off destination that we need to reach by plane or boat or train. But this week on Going Places, he's traveling by the book. Brumley spoke to us via Skype about his favorite books that have inspired him to travel.
I would say my all-time favorite book is a book called West with a Night by Beryl Markham. It's about this incredible woman who grew up in Kenya in the 1920s and 30s and became pretty much the first female bush pilot in Africa. She's also the first woman female pilot to cross the Atlantic alone in a solo plane. So, you know, if you get a chance to read West with the Night, I would highly recommend it. I've had it for 20 years. And in fact, I just brought it on my summer vacation up to BC.
You keep rereading it.
I do. She just inspires me. And she reminds me, if you don't let, you know, the fear of life grab you and you just kind of say yes and, you know, and set out on an adventure, so many wonderful things can happen.
What you just described reminds me very much of what I know is your kind of go and discover travel philosophy.
Yeah, she paints a picture.
What else?
Well, another story that I love that I just read on a trip to Hawaii not long ago was called Blue Latitudes, and it's boldly going where Captain Cook has gone before. And it's a story of Captain Cook's adventures. And I mean, if you travel the world, especially around the Pacific, and you go to Sydney and you south of Sydney, there's beaches named after him. There's islands. And, you know, he was another person who just went out and just set out to discover, not knowing what he was going to stumble upon. And there's something really exciting about that.
And there's another book called Unfamiliar Fishes by Sarah Vowell, who's a contributor to This American Life, among other places, that explores kind of the look at colonization from Hawaii's perspective. You could write 1,000 books about what happened and what is happening in Hawaii, I'm sure.
So that what makes this fun, Ed, is the more that you seem to know, the more you realize you don't know. Mm. And when you're on vacation, you have time, or if you have a little time in your backyard, you realize that there's another world out there.
Do you like to read books about a place while you're in that place or before you go?
So if I'm in Florence, I'll read a book like Brunelleschi's Dome, which is about the great competition to create the beautiful Dome of Florence, which happened in the early 1400s. It's just a beautiful story about an event that happened in the very place where you're standing. And there's something that, you know, you're reliving history. You're walking in the footsteps of Chopin or Julius Caesar or, you know, I mean, just whoever. And there's something that kind of, you know, it transports you through time and space to be able to stand in the very place where these great people lived and worked and loved.
You know what interests me about your list, Matthew, is that it is not what people might consider typical travel books. These aren't books about people taking a journey and then writing about it. They're books about places that maybe motivate you to take a journey. Why don't you gravitate toward the books about, you know, I spent a year in Paris, for example, or wherever?
You know, that's nice and sweet, and it's nice that they learn how to go to a marketplace and buy some fresh produce. But for some reason, that doesn't – I mean, there's nothing there other than, to me, than just someone who packed up and left their house, you know, or left their life in the States. And there's – sure, that's, you know, that's inspiring on a certain level. But I like a little more meat. I want to read about, you know, historical characters who really did something amazing.
All right, Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, Ed, thanks a lot.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. We want to hear what your favorite travel books are, whether they're just about a place that you want to go or have been, or whether they're about a person taking a journey. Let us know on the comment section on our webpage, kplu.org. While you're there, you can also see Matthew's full list. I'll put a couple of my favorites down there as well, and we look forward to your comments. I'm Ed Ronco.